Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, I called her Childless Sherry. I made up the name.
Childless Sherry.
I don't know if that, because I was trying to think of a name with a CH that's not Christina, is not childless.
Child-free Charlotte.
Child-free Charlotte.
No, I don't like that either. Sherry. Yeah, okay. Childless Sherry. Childless
she wants Sherry. To know if she's the jerk for telling her friend she can't bring her newborn to a party, a girl's night.
Oh, this is why she's Childless Sherry. Got it.
She said, hey, Allie and DZ, my birthday's coming up. I have a really fun girl's night planned, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I really want all my friends I invited to come. But here's my dilemma. My friend had a baby a month ago and reached out and asked if she could bring the newborn to the party.
Yikes.
At first, I felt really bad for telling her no, but the more I asked for feedback from other friends, they said it's my party and my choice who I want there, including kids and babies.
Okay.
I'm happy for her, but we all know adding a baby to the party changes the whole dynamic and focus. Fair. Even you might sound heartless, but you're not wrong. Everybody's going to be all about the baby and it's not about you anymore.
I disagree, but I'm still listening.
She said, am I the jerk if I tell my friend she can't bring her newborn to my party or baby, whatever. It's a month old.
It's a newborn, yeah.
So, and I get it. A mom, a lot of times they're breastfeeding. They don't want to be away, et cetera. But
you're still building
pump.
That bond there.
Yeah. So she wants to know, Childless Sherry wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her friend she can't bring her baby to the girl's
party.
Night.
Mm-hmm. Or her girl's night. Do we know what's night. Happening at girl's night? Why can't
birthday.
The baby be there?
She's saying, I don't think she cares. I think she's saying it's going to change the whole dynamic, which is, you had a kid. It does.
Oh, she's jealous.
Maybe. I don't think she's... You think she's jealous?
I don't want the attention to not be on me
that
on my birthday.
It. That
that's
might
what
it, be part
that,
of it.
That's kind of what I'm hearing right now. But
this is like when you don't want kids at a wedding, too. And
right.
People get really upset. I went through this with my wedding. People got really mad because I didn't want any kids at my wedding. Really, my dad didn't want to pay for them. Let's be real.
No, I mean,
I'll keep it real if you guys really want. Now that I'm divorced.
If you really want to know why.
So the only ones there were my nieces and nephews, and that was it. But people took it personally, and we got into arguments. My cousin's kids weren't invited, which seems harsh.
Yeah.
That's talk to Stan, okay? Yeah. Don't get me started on that. That's trigger for another
day. That was 10
day.
Years ago. Don't worry about it.
But that was more than 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Don't worry about
but,
it.
But, you know, honestly, she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her she can't bring her baby to her birthday party.
Man.
You're going to say jerk, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to find ways to not, and I'm thinking really hard as to justify why I would say not the jerk, but I'm coming up with nothing.
Because it's your party and you can control
and you do what you want.
List.
You control the guest list. But
then your friend might not be there.
You invited all of your closest friends, and one of your closest friends just had a child. You should have been conscious of that.
Yeah.
Right? And
you're not being supportive in that sense.
I don't think she's being supportive. And what I will say is that you're going to learn something that you know. I know you had happened. We've had happened. You're going to have those real friends come to the forefront when you have children.
Yeah.
The ones that
sure.
are still there for you. The ones that don't care that you're bringing them. The ones that want to include them in things.
No matter what.
No matter what. They're going, are you bringing
but,
the kids?
DZ,
oh, if you're not? Okay, that's cool.
In fairness, hear me out. A lot of times people without kids don't understand. And that doesn't mean everyone without. Sometimes people have to have kids to get it. You
true.
Know what I'm saying? And I don't even hold that against them.
I don't.
They don't understand the perspective because they haven't. And people hate that. Well, don't tell me I don't have kids, so I don't know. Well, no, sometimes you just don't get the perspective.
You just don't get it, right.
So that's fair. But I also want you to hear me out. And this is why I'm going to say.
I'm listening.
Not the jerk. I can't even believe as a mother. I'm saying not
I'm not
the
listening
jerk.
No more.
No, because listen, I have a perfect example of someone I know that went through this.
What?
My girl Ella, you know, watched my kids for years.
For years.
She now has three of her own, you know, her and her husband Dan.
Okay.
And when they had the first one, Ruth, little Ruth, baby Ruth, when they had Ruth, a friend of hers was having a bachelorette party, okay?
Got it.
It was like the whole weekend in Milwaukee.
Whole weekend.
Did she take the baby with her? No, she made a plan around it. She went for 1 or 2 hours on Friday and came home. She didn't stay in the hotel with everybody, but she figured it out where she could go.
She made
to
it
her,
work.
She could go to her friend's party, but still came home to her baby an hour or two later. She said, okay, I'm not going to spend the whole night because I have a, she was.
I got responsibilities.
She might have been irritated. She might not have been. Sorry if I'm putting you on blast because that's my girl. But you know what I'm saying? She, even whether it was
she
what,
worked it out.
Whether it was what she needed or wanted, she figured out what the plan was to work around the bachelorette party.
And
right?
appease to the friend that yeah. was basically saying, hey, this is a child-free weekend.
She went for an hour or two, came home. Went yeah. back on Saturday, came home. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying?
And she put herself at a detriment to make it work.
She did. And right? that's a good friend.
That's a good friend.
It doesn't... I don't think that was a perfect scenario for anyone who just had a baby, but no. she figured it out. So that's why I'm like... like as a mom, I'm going to sound heartless if I, because of course you could bring your baby.
Both sides can figure this out, right? Yeah. Both sides could, mm-hmm. this could be absolved by just nobody caring, right? And going, yeah. no, bring the baby. And being like, no, I ain't going to bring the baby girl. It's your day, right? Right. If this was a flip, this wouldn't be the problem. Mm-hmm. If it was the friend with the party going, bring the newborn. Oh my God, you'd bring it, like, bring yay. It. And you'd be like, yay. And then the mom would be like, no, girl, I want a second away from the baby.
That's
this
right.
wouldn't even be a conversation.
Exactly.
But we're not here because the mother wants to bring that child, and the friend, mm-hmm. best friend at that, doesn't have an understanding bone in the body as yeah. to the attachment, the nesting, the mm-hmm. bond that is still being created.
Which I understand as well.
It's not the just 9 months in the mm-hmm. womb. It's that first, those first 12 months are so mm-hmm. pivotal mm-hmm. for that child. And I'm talking about the first 3 months out of the womb.
When I got divorced, my Hudson wasn't allowed to, he had to be with me every night. Yeah. Like, he obviously saw his dad.
Sure.
But we, because they were babies, but he
needed
Hudson,
you.
Hudson had to come home. That
he
was
needed
part of the,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
it's not like, oh, I need my mommy. No, he physically actually
yeah, they need their mom.
Needed the mother.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that this isn't a mother versus father. Right.
Now,
this isn't,
by the
right,
way.
Right. This is deciding, is she the jerk mm-hmm. for not allowing mm-hmm. her to bring the baby or telling her to not bring the baby to her party?
Well, and I could go off.
This one has got me triggered.
Yeah.
I know it's got you triggered. It's got everybody triggered. Mm-hmm. I just don't know which way it's got people triggered.
All right. Childless Sherry said her friend could not bring her baby to the party, her 1 month old. So
big yikes, bro.
414-533-1037. I think I'm going not the jerk.
Yikes.
I think I said it.
No, you stand on it.
And I can't go back now. So.
I believe and I know why you say jerk. I just don't agree.
Not the jerk.
No, I'm saying not the jerk.
You're saying not the jerk as well?
No, wait. Hold on. Now I'm just confused.
You said she was a jerk. You said she was a jerk. And I say she's not
thank you,
the
thank
jerk.
Thank you. Yes. Thank
I got you, DZ.
Thank you. Yes.
I
this
got
has
you.
Got me so triggered. Now I'm just confusing my own
okay,
words.
Okay, sorry. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, the phones are hot. The text messages are going off. Don't worry, we'll try to get to as many as we can. Because
we probably got voice notes already, too.
Yeah, Childish Sherry wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her friend she can't bring her newborn to the girls' night birthday party. Okay, let's just go to the phones.
Please.
Let's start with our girl Karen in Tishigan, who I know is a mom. She's one of our regulars, so we know these about these things. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Karen.
All right, very sensitive Hi. Subject. Are you going to say jerk or not the jerk for telling your friend she can't bring her baby to your party?
Right. It's good to hear from you, but under these circumstances, talk to us.
Okay. You know, you're right. I'm a mom. My two kids are adults, but they have been my world since day one.
Yeah. Right.
We adopted them, so it was a long road. So it was a big deal to get them. But anyway, she's not a jerk.
Ooh.
To ask her not to bring the child because it totally will change the party dynamic. Mm-hmm. And I get that the mom might not want to go, but to show up for an hour, you know.
Well, that's kind of why I used my story to curve everyone's opinion this morning about my girl.
See,
because that's exactly what my friend did when she had a baby. She went for an hour or two and then came home.
Are y'all seriously convinced that this baby is going to change the dynamic of the party that much, though?
I think it will become the focus. And I think, I think adding a kid to anything changes the dynamic of anything.
The newborn is going to be sleeping the entire time. Literally feeding the other half of the time.
I don't disagree with that. Doesn't
mean
it doesn't change the dynamic.
Stick him in the corner.
Where are they going? Ooh, are they going to a bar? Is that a place you want to bring your baby?
I just think that this is what I was getting at. Since Sherry doesn't have kids, Sherry doesn't want kids around, and she's allowed to say, I don't want kids around. And I know that sounds horrible because I'm a mom, but if you don't want kids and you don't want kids around, that's your prerogative as an adult.
If it's child-friendly, though, and there's no consequence to bringing the child, if you're not going to a bar, if you're not going to be worried about your child's safety,
I don't
then
think that's the point, though, DZ. I think the point
that's
is...
That's the focus for me.
I know. But I don't think it matters. I think it's she's
she
saying
she just doesn't want the baby there.
She doesn't want
she's
the baby.
Hating. She doesn't want the focus not on her. That's jealousy.
And the mom, if she doesn't want to do that, she just doesn't go then.
Yeah. That part.
That part. Fair
okay.
enough.
All right, Karen.
Karen, I love you. We'll talk to you later.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to a dad. Dominique is in Milwaukee. Hi, Dominique.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Which way are you going on this? Is childless Sherry a jerk for telling her friend she can't bring the newborn to the girls' night?
Ready, set, go.
Yes, we're going not the jerk on this one.
Double up, not the jerk. Okay.
Okay, go on.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's an adult's kind of party, and it depends, like the previous person said, are they going somewhere? Are they staying at the house? We don't even know that full situation, but...
But that doesn't matter, apparently.
But why would you want to include your newborn in this? I mean, is there not the dad involved or another family member that can watch him for a couple hours?
I don't think it's about that either. I think it's the mother not wanting to be apart from the baby, you know, for an extended period of time. And she's allowed to feel that way or want to bring the baby. Mm-hmm. It's a month old. That baby needs her every hour.
Let's not act. I went to work when my baby was a month old without my baby. I mean, you figure things out. You pump or you don't even breastfeed or whatever. A lot of babies are formula babies anyway.
Right.
I'm not saying they don't need their mom, DZ, but I am saying they can go an hour without their kid if
sure.
they have to.
In your experience and in others, who's to say that this is what her experience is wanting to be like or going to be like?
Somebody said DZ is triggered.
Oh, I am. Big
triggered. I agree. She's a jerk. Her friend probably won't even stay long. If the baby's there 1 hour, who cares? And then somebody else said, not the jerk. Boundaries are boundaries, and she's putting them up.
Yeah, and maybe losing a friend, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but Dominique says, nah.
Not the jerk.
All right, Dominique.
Yeah. And it definitely will change the party because a lot of the focus will be on that baby. And regardless of holding them or whatever, if they're asleep, they will be paying attention to that baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can't disagree.
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody going to be checking for breathing. You're right.
By the way, Dominique, your wife texted in. Megan in Milwaukee said, I agree with Dominique. Of course.
Of course.
They stand united.
Hey, solidarity, big dog. All right, man.
Bye, Dominique.
Yep.
Peace.
Have a great day.
You too.
Gabby from Milwaukee said she needs to sit out. Okay.
She does. I agree.
Somebody said maybe the mom needs a break from the baby for an hour. Well, moms do need a break, especially because once the adrenaline wears off when you got a newborn, all hell breaks loose. Let's be real.
When mom wants that break, and sometimes it might take a friend to say, Mama, you need a break. Just come kick it for a couple hours. I hear what y'all are saying.
Rich in Greenfield texted in, if you can't stay away from the baby, then stay home. It's a lady's day out, not a mommy's day out. Keep the baby at home.
Dang.
Somebody said DZ's the jerk. Leave DZ alone.
Man, forget y'all. Pull up and fight. What?
Even though I don't agree with him, he's not the jerk, okay? Brittany's in Kenosha, last but not least.
Good morning, Brittany.
Hi. Good morning.
All right, which way are you going? Is childless Sherry the jerk for telling her friend she can't bring the newborn to the party?
Please don't tell me you got a broom.
So I definitely see both sides, but I am going to be sweeping it.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Ooh, not the jerk, no child share.
DZ, are you going to be okay?
No, I'm not. I'm offended on this mother's behalf. What's wrong with y'all not letting her bring her newborn?
Thank God I'm a mom, so I feel less bad about this. I'm like, not the jerk.
See, and like, I'm a mom too, so like, I get it. But like, again, like, the mom's going to need a break at some point also. And like other people stated, bringing a kid is definitely going to change the party. Even for the mom, too. Like, the mom isn't going to be able to, like, really enjoy herself.
You're right.
At that party.
You're right.
Because she's going to be also focused on her kid. Mm-hmm. So.
Was that the baby? Was that the baby crying?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay. No, you don't think about anything else.
Nope.
I mean, you know.
Right.
So.
And you act like she was going to think of anything else without that baby there anyway. She's going to be thinking about the baby the whole time regardless.
Woo-wee! When somebody texts, oh, Maddie in New Berlin said, DZ, what if it's a colicky baby? It could be screaming the whole time, taking attention away from the party that it is.
I don't think any of these random thoughts matter anymore. I'm the only one that said jerk. Y'all all said not the jerk, the vacuum sweep.
DZ, there's a few people agreeing with you on the text. Just a few.
That's probably Aaron texting from two different phones.
Your wife holding you down.
Thank you, baby. I love you.
All right, Brittany, we appreciate you. Thank you for calling from Kenosha today.
Yeah, no problem. Bye, guys.
We love you too, Brittany.
So there
Bye.
You go. It is wow. not the jerk. I honestly didn't think it was going to be a clean sweep,
no.
but I said not the jerk, so I don't know.
I mean, maybe you influenced the callers too much today, Allie.
Stop it. Maybe people just have good opinions, DZ.
Bruh, nah. Am I the jerk was fire today.
Maybe
real.
My kids are old enough. I don't want the kids around sometimes.
And mine aren't, so I'm like, I want them around all the time. They're my babies.
So you're like, no, let the babies come.
If it's not child-friendly, I'm not coming.
You know what? We'll revisit this Am I the Jerk when your kids are 11 and 13.
Oh, no. We'll talk about this in 10 years, and I'm like, no, definitely leave them kids. Forget them kids.